This recording, Scotland 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the Territory for a long time. So she was happy to start a new job in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain white dress in a fury, yellow fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. Soon that goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon, the goose began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath. Then she laid Coma on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure. It's a lot of medicine. I can't remember the name of the medicine. It came in a fancy jar and was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm 33 years old. I live in Johnson. I was brought up in Johnson. I'm still staying in Johnson. That's 15 miles west. Yeah. It's 15 miles outside Glasgow towards the Ayrshire coast. That's what it is. It's different from the city. It's quieter, which I like. It's a village as such. It's just outside Paisley. So it's nice and quiet. A lot of people know each other. Well, given time and money, I would like to do projects that are maybe a wee bit about people, about areas, communities, things like that. I can't give a specific thing because I'm going to probably, but you know, where people all banding together, a situation, a theme, love, things like that, and then going into the family life, the community life, and how it all escalates and things like that. And also, I'd maybe like to do a bit about people coming into this country as well, other people, how they feel, and this, things like that, kind of films, and then how people here are reacting to people there, things like that. What I would like to do is take the lot of it, so I would like to write at some point, direct, go on the other side of the camera, so I know the whole ins and outs of it as well, so I've gotten a bit of appreciation for the people that who are doing those jobs as well. But ideally, I think it's about taking the idea and making sure the idea is finished at the other end. Whether that be that the idea needs to be written, it might sometimes mean I'll write it or I'll get somebody to write it. Sometimes it will mean that I'll need a producer or I'll produce it, and then other times I'll need a director or I'll direct it, just to see if I take my idea and make sure it comes out the other side.